I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions right now, a band that has been in studio before, and we're doing things obviously a lot different. This is in studio via Zoom, all from their homes. We got City of Industry coming out with a new record called False Flowers. And first off, congratulations on the upcoming release of the album. On the Zoom right now, we got Pablo, Osa, and Jack. Welcome back to Loud and Local. How's 2020 been for you?
About that.
You want me to answer that honestly?
Sure.
It's been good. We got a lot done. We're getting a lot done. We have the new record coming out December 4th.
Nice.
We're already getting together and working on new material already. So
wow.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, pretty much all you can do right now.
Yeah, the best part about the pandemic is being able to really focus on the music. I mean, that's all I can think about really at this point. And it's a great outlet too. Especially during the lockdown. I was like, okay, I'm gonna play drums, I guess, all day.
You guys definitely, I mean, this is an audio call that so it's not a video, but you can how long have you guys all been doing the pandemic beards? Did you guys all like decide like, oh, no shaving allowed during the pandemic?
What's the point?
Right.
I just started mine to catch up with Jack and Pablo. This is the longest I've had it. You can't really tell, but
it's burly.
It's there.
I trim my down about an inch or two. Because, like, I was already going into the beard before
okay. The
pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going to grow it out. And then the pandemic hit. I was like, wow, now I'm going to be a caveman.
Right.
So about a month and a half ago, I looked in the mirror. I was like, no, I can't do it. I looked like I was in Castaway.
Nice.
Like, I can't do it. So I trimmed it up. So this is actually clean for me right now.
So
yeah, mine's just terrible.
Where are you guys calling from, Pablo, Jack, and Osa? Where are you guys located at right now?
I'm at home in Snohomish.
Okay.
I'm at home in Linwood.
Nice.
I am at a friend's house in Kirkland, down the street from my house.
Right on.
Yeah. So I've started a pod. So there's like a certain people that I can see during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Right. So I have a very selected few that are a part of my pod.
Okay. Nice.
Keep all the elderly folks safe.
So let's talk a little bit about what we discussed a little bit about what 2020 is like in kind of broad themes. But like as far as, you know, when everything went down, what were you guys' lives like? Obviously, you got the band and everything, but, you know, you're not freaking touring like millionaire rock stars, so everyone's got to do a day job and everything. What was things looking like for you guys? Are you guys back to work? Are you guys unemployed right now? What are you guys doing day to day?
My work shut down for a couple months in March and April. I'm the foreman at a sheet metal shop.
Okay,
we've been back since I think the second or third week of April, or maybe May, something like that. So we're busy right now, but I don't know. As you guys may or may not know, Inslee just announced that in the next, like, a couple hours, like an hour ago, next couple days, there's going to be some new announcements that are going to affect people's outside of home lives. So don't know what that's going to entail.
Let's hope that people stay safe, and hopefully it doesn't have too much of a draconian effect on us and the way we make our livings and stuff. I hope that, you know, I'm all for staying safe, but I'm all for, you know, people having their livelihoods and whatnot. So it's a hard thing to kind of balance there. Pablo, what about you, man?
Yeah, I was working as a project manager doing data collection, but my data collection specialized in, like, actual human people doing things, like recording in a room and stuff like that. So obviously we couldn't do it. I got laid off, which was a huge bummer, and I've been unemployed ever since. And honestly, I've made the best of it. I'm having a really good time. But, well, no, I mean, I've been doing a lot of odds and ends, helping out, you know, with, like, trades type stuff.
Yeah,
you know. Also been helping out with my parents' house, like laying tile, and they just got a whole bunch of new windows, and I've been working on that. So basically doing whatever, you know, looking for a job. So if you know anyone, Kevin, let me know, bro.
Jack, what about you, brother?
I was laid off too. I'm a butcher.
Oh, okay.
And I was out for, I think, like 5 months. Wow. So I've been back to work for just a couple months now, which was, yeah, I didn't think I was going to get to go back. So that really worked out. I was lucky, but yeah, made the best of it. Luckily I'm in some bands and got to fill my time out nicely.
Nice.
Recorded a lot during this time and stuff. So yeah.
So you are a butcher.
Yes.
It's very metal. I don't know if you're familiar. Do you know Andy Williams from the band Every Time I Die? The guitarist?
Oh, the wrestler dude?
Yeah, he's a wrestler, and his character is known as The Butcher.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so.
I've watched that guy grow into such an enormous human over the years.
And now
finally doing it.
And he's bald, but he's growing his hair out, so he's got the long skullet. It's pretty badass. Yeah, so.
Oh, I haven't seen that. That's amazing.
It's good times.
Do you guys remember the band we played in Port Townsend, that the guy was like a huge wrestling fan, and he had someone in the crowd come in and smack him over the head with a chair? You guys remember that?
Yeah, he got steel chaired.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Is it prolapser?
Prolapser. Yeah,
prolapser.
That's a disturbing name. I like it. Where I actually just celebrated my anniversary with my girlfriend over in Port Townsend. It's a small place. Where did you guys play? Where's the venue in Port Townsend?
Was it a barbecue spot?
Devil's Lunchbox? The Devil's Lunchbox.
It was actually Port Angeles.
Yes, Port Angeles. Sorry, John. Port Angeles. Yeah, John from TP Creeper. His venue.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that place is great.
Such a cool spot.
Good food.
Portland. Hey, well, congratulations on your anniversary. How many years?
3 years.
Well, how many months?
We've been dating for 3 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Very nice.
Well, enough about me. You guys are putting out a new record, False Flowers. How long had you guys been working on this? Is this something that you had already written before the pandemic, or was this songs that you worked on during, or yeah, what's the deal with it?
I started writing most of the songs like during like the recording process of our last album, Conspire.
Oh, wow.
So
pandemic hit, right? And then we got together and started working on it like during the pandemic, right as it hit. Our buddy Christian Banfield was nice enough to let us use his house that he was working on, that was still bare bones, but it was like just the perfect space for us to practice. We were able to go there anytime we wanted, and that's where we worked on all the songs and put them all together.
That's awesome.
Shouts out Christian Banfield.
Yep.
That's so legit.
Awesome. Well, we're actually going to go into one of the songs right now. So this we're going to play The Body is a Faithless Fleeting Friend. Do you guys have anything you want to say about this jam before we jump into it?
It's technically all of our least favorite, dare I say, off the album.
Way to sell
it's
it.
Really more. I'm sorry.
Way to sell it, dude.
No, it's still a banger. It's still a banger. We just weren't. Yeah. It was the most. It was the most like typically structured song. Like the most. I would say mainstream song on the album, which is why we were like, I don't know about this, because all the other ones kind of like they felt more unique, but it's still a banger.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Decide for yourself. We're going to go into it. It's City of Industry here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Disgrace me! Embrace me!
City of Industries from the False Flowers LP called The Body is a Faithless Fleeting Friend. Where can we purchase the album? It's available for pre-orders now, is that right?
Yes, it's available digitally and on 12-inch limited edition vinyl. We have two different colors, and you can find that and a bunch of other cool merch on our Bandcamp.
Awesome. Is that cityofindustryhc.bandcamp.com?
Yes.
Right on, dude. So, how have you guys been staying sane during the pandemic? Aside from, because, like, you know, a big part of my life was going to shows all the time. Obviously, those aren't happening. Aside from playing music with each other, what's a way you guys have been staying sane? Or have you not?
Not. Slowly. I got two things for you. Anime and Call of Duty.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And listening to music.
I'm just sinking slowly into madness.
Oh, know. Actually, before I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks. I just listened to The First Law by Joe Abercrombie. That series is amazing. Shouts out Joe Abercrombie. It's better than Game of Thrones if you like fantasy. So I've been getting into a lot of audiobooks.
Nice.
I've been reading a little bit more. definitely taking the time to try to keep up with new music that's coming out, which is something I don't usually do, unfortunately.
What have you been digging?
Let's see.
New Gulch.
New Touche Amore.
Yeah, New Gulch is badass, awesome. Yeah. Drain is really good, too.
Yeah. The California. I didn't like the new Drain when it came out, and Jack loved it, and he was saying I was crazy for not liking it, so I gave it a second listen last week, and it was really good.
Nice.
I don't know why I was being such
a... Are you were wrong? So weird.
Yes, Jack.
You heard it here first, people.
I think my favorite hardcore release of the year was by Mind Force. Do you guys know Mind Force?
Oh yeah.
Chopping Swords. Lord. Yeah. Sword. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Swinging yeah. Swords, Chopping Lords. That was a good freaking record.
Yeah, it's pretty
right on, dude.
That's like right up my alley.
So, you know, I'm going to sound like a super noob because coming into this band, I was a noob when it came to hardcore, but I've been listening a lot back mainly. I'm currently learning to play Home Wrecker.
Nice.
From Converge,
yeah.
Just to kind of try and like incorporate some of that style into mine.
Their drummer's a beast, dude.
I know. Yeah, I can't do it justice, but one of these days.
You'll get it.
One other album I've been digging
a lot.
I want people to check out. It's the new Mil-Spec record.
Oh, that's a great album. Yeah.
Yeah. World House, I think it's called. They're out of Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good band. Very good album. It took me a couple listens to really like dig it, but now that I like it a lot.
Oh, what about that Lament album?
Yeah, the Touche Amore.
Touche Amore. Okay, yeah. I didn't even know the band name. I just knew Lament. That was great.
Very good. Amazing. Yeah,
that's a
really good record. Yeah.
I was never really sold on Touche Amore. I'd seen them live before. I thought they were kind of cool, but I didn't really dig in. And I just I listened to a podcast with the singer, I was like, oh, I'm going to give this a shot. And I listened to it. I love it, dude. I don't really listen to, I guess, that kind of music. Screamo is really kind of what you would call it, I guess. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's really good. It's
like post something.
Yeah, I love it. I also
Which podcast did you listen to?
It's called Axe to Grind.
What really made me jump. I listen to every episode of that. And that Jeremy Bohm.
Yeah, exactly.
One, like, talking about the whole recording process
with Ross Robinson. Yeah. How much of a maniac he is.
Yeah,
dude. Also won't stop talking about how we need to listen to Axe to Grind, and now that you said that you listen to, I know it's not all bull, so I might actually give it a listen.
You know what, this is a podcast called Dudes on a Podcast talking about other podcasts. Hey guys that are listening to this podcast, you should listen to this other podcast.
Turn this off and listen to that.
After you're done listening to this podcast, go listen to Your Favorite Band Sucks.
Oh yeah.
That is the best.
Nice.
But
dude,
that's after you've gone through the whole podcast, everything Kevin Deers does.
Oh,
go through that first because it's better.
I appreciate it.
And go listen to these other chumps that are, you know.
Alright. And also listen to the new City of Industry record, which is what we're talking about. False Flowers,
December 4th. Pre-order it on our Bandcamp. We're really happy with this album. It's something like we've never done. And it's my favorite thing we've done so far.
So like, tell honestly, me let's dissect that a little bit. Let's unpack that. What do you mean it's something you've never done? What do you mean by that?
It's more dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it definitely doesn't feel like our first stuff, the first things we did, but it still has that soul in it.
Yeah.
You know, we started it off with like a beautiful instrumentation of, you know, piano with some viola. We had our buddy Evan come in,
awesome.
Shout out Evan Uhlbacher, come in and do viola for the intro and for the outro. And so we have like a lot of different sounds, but I don't think we really lost our touch. And I'll let Osa kind of expand on that.
Yeah, expand if you will.
I think you did a good a very good job of explaining. Yeah, it's just different. There's a lot of
cat.
We have some. Well, I'm not good at this.
No,
we took a lot more. We took a lot more risks, basically.
Nice. Like, yeah, that's
stepped outside of like the hardcore bubble quite a bit. You won't hear it much on the two singles that we've released so far, but we just got our test pressings back on our vinyls, and the B side is pretty interesting.
Yeah, let me give you an idea.
Jumps around a lot.
Yeah, let me give an idea. Osa comes up and he's like, "Dude, I have this song," and he shows me the intro, and I was like, "That sounds like a Tenacious D intro," and we all laughed. It doesn't, but I just made fun of it. And then towards the end, he's like, "Yeah," and then I'm gonna do like a David Gilmour style solo
nice.
On top of like a doomy, like a doom metal beat. And I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah,
right. But at the end of the day, like it all came together, and it like it married so well that that particular song ended up being our favorite. You know, because it's unlike anything we've done, but it's still like it fits, you know, it fits within the mix.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a mixtape of like, you know, songs that we picked and pulled from, you know, that we've had laying around. It does feel like a full concept as its own thing.
Yeah.
Even though it's so dynamic. And, you know, he'd be like, "Oh, this one's going to have like kind of a pop punk feel to it." It's like, "Bro, we're a hardcore punk band, man. Puff my chest, bro." And, but then like once we did it, it still had that like, original City of Industry kind of like hardcore feel, but you know, this one just has a little bit more of a bop to it. And so across the board, there's all these ideas where when Osa told me about him, I was like, it just better be good.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it turned out great.
Nice.
But go check it out, guys, and listen for yourselves. Prove me right or wrong.
So, again, you can pre-order it at cityofindustryhc.bandcamp.com. You guys not going to be playing any shows anytime soon, I'm assuming. So, do you guys ever think about doing the live stream thing, or you guys want to consider that?
I'm not really considering the live stream. I was.
Yeah.
But then I listened to... the episode of Axe to Grind where they actually talked about that and talked to some industry professionals and really kind of got me thinking. And I think aside from that, maybe next year, depending on how the world is, we're actually going to try to attempt to go play some shows places where they're actually having shows.
So okay. All right.
We have some stuff in the works.
Nice.
Also, we have talked about doing like, instead of live streams, like live studio sessions.
Oh, cool.
Because the live streams, the big problem with it is a lot of times it's like they prop their phone up and then they play and it just sounds terrible.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to do sound well for a live stream.
Especially for hardcore band.
If we give it the live. Yeah. So if we do like a live studio session and then kind of put it out like, you know, like right after we do it and make it sound good, it might actually be more beneficial than, you know, a live stream, because I've jumped in, I've listened to some, and a lot of times it's like, we've played with these guys, like, this is a great band, this sound doesn't do it justice, you know, like, I don't want to fall into that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to, like, make it come through correctly. So, and maybe we'll do, like, I don't know, like a house show with 10 people and selected few, and you all got to wear masks, and we'll just have one of those tiny little circle pits where one dude's swinging his arms around.
It's hard because there's, I mean, you know, there's bands like Code Orange that just do such an incredible job, and the sound is amazing, and it's just this, like, dynamic, wonderful thing, and it just comes off so awesome that it really makes, you know, the, like, impromptu iPhone live stream thing just, like, I don't know. I feel for everyone, though, and, like, I get it, but as, like, an actual listener or viewer, it's, like, Maybe stick with, you know, getting someone who can do a mix, a live mix.
It doesn't entice you, right? Like, it's not enticing, especially with hardcore. Like, it's about the live performance a lot of times. Like, it's about, like, the whole feeling in the room.
Totally.
And, like, the loudness of it and, like, the community. And that's, I think that's really the foundation of what we do,
yeah,
is having that sort of community alive and well. And it's been hit so hard,
mm-hmm,
and we're suffering from it because, yeah, we get to like write music, we get to record it, and we want it to sound good. But at the end of the day, I want to go out and play.
Yeah.
Like, I miss it, yeah, so much.
Yep.
I just want to play, and I want to share it with people and be there and listen to other amazing local bands because, mm-hmm, there's so much talent out there, and it's just kind of drowning beneath, yeah, this COVID bullshit. Which, I mean, it's not bull, and I'm saying, like, I know what you mean.
It sucks. Is what I mean. You're not a COVID truther. I'm not worried about that.
No, I'm not.
Guys, all right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to do the interview. So, is this a self-released album?
Yeah, more or less.
Awesome.
It's out on my small little label, American Aesthetics.
Yeah, that's right.
I put out our last stuff, and I've done some cassette runs for some bands, and 2021 have some other things planned. So
sick.
Hopefully False Flowers is kind of the catalyst for some bigger things to come.
Right on. Well, go ahead and go to cityofindustryhc.bandcamp.com, and we're going to play another song from it. But before we do, any final words for the, you know, Northwest listeners that might be at home a little restless?
Do your best to stay sane. It's tough,
yeah,
right now. Buy merch. Buy merch from all the bands.
There you
That's
go.
All we've got.
Buy merch from, please go out and buy merch, buy albums, not just ours, but ours, of course, to support the bands that are suffering right now because, yep, we miss you guys so much. And if you want to squad up on Warzone, let me know on my Instagram. Find me, and we can squad up, play some Warzone.
Thank you to everyone who supports us and supports all the great other bands out there locally or internationally. And definitely thank you for hitting us up, Kevin. This is,
you're welcome,
very cool to be involved with, and always appreciate your support.
My pleasure. Yeah. All right, guys.
Hang in there, guys. Hang in there.
Absolutely. We'll get through this. And just jam the new music and support Northwest music, support underground music. We're going to play Cabbages and Kings. Support the new City of Industry. Pick it up now. Pre-order False Flowers at cityofindustryhc.bandcamp.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.